Yo, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Your Fitness podcast with me, your host, Thomas James Fowler, aka the Fitness and Mindset Coach. So, a question I get asked quite a lot is, like, where should I start? Or, I don't know where to start, I don't really have a clue what to do, I'm severely unhappy with one aspect of my life. You know, let's just say it's someone's weight, as an example, and they don't know where to start. You know, they've tried numerous diets, they've tried numerous things, but nothing ever works, and they're just kind of lost, and they don't know where to start. So, I'm a firm believer of, if you can't see it, then you can't change it. So, with that in mind, and let's stick on weight loss as the example. If you are, say, using a set of scales as a measure of success as to whether or not you're losing weight, you're always going to be, you know, on an uphill battle. Because, and especially for females, especially around your menstrual cycle, like, your weight's always going to fluctuate. That's just life. There's nothing you can do about that. So, and the thing as well is, right, people mindlessly eat. Like, they subconsciously will finish a pack of Doritos or, you know, a box of chocolate fingers or something, because we can so easily get engrossed into, you know, watching something on a telly, and before you know it, the whole bag's gone. And it's like, fuck, like, and then you have this remorse and you have this guilt, you know, you feel like you've let yourself down, you've screwed up on your diet or whatever. But the thing is, people don't really know, for the majority of the time, what they're eating. So this is why I always suggest to people, in this instance, would be just keep a food diary for, you know, 5, 6, 7 days. Actually see what you're consuming. And I think you'd be quite surprised at, once you're actually aware of what you're consuming, you yourself could find really small tweaks and changes that you could put into your own diet. Like, you don't always necessarily need a coach, or you don't need somebody to tell you what to eat. Sure, there are times where getting help from a coach, you know, and that is a service that I offer. And if you genuinely are really, really struggling and you do really need help to understand your food, your diet, that whole nutrition side, please, you know, get in touch, because I can certainly help. But whether or not you come on board and you seek help from me, one of the first things I'm going to get you to do is track your food, because we have to see what's going on. Once we track it, we can see it, we can make changes. And that's the same for, you know, various aspects of life. Weight training, or, you know, just generally training. If you go into the gym, for example, and you kind of just do what you want, you know, and you have no real structure, you know, random training leads to random results. So how can you sort of, like, get upset if you're not seeing results, if you don't know what results you want? So again, sort of, I think I've drifted off topic a little bit there, but if you kind of don't know where to start, write down a couple of small goals. Just write a few things down. And once it's written down and you can see it, you can then progress and you can then move forward. And I appreciate I've made that sound way more simple than it actually probably is. But the fact of the matter is, we are all able to make a start. And there's a really great saying, and I'm sure I'm going to butcher it up, but you don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. And this is, again, why I always sort of bang on that you should always have these small, achievable goals that you can work towards. Make that your starting point. Take a step into the unknown. being real, be a force to be reckoned with, just be an awesome human being. So I'm going to wrap up there. I'm trying to keep these podcasts relatively short, short and sweet, but hopefully impactful. So if you enjoyed today's episode, share some love, throw it on your socials. Don't forget to tag me in it at Mind Your Fitness Official. And again, if you want to work with me on, you know, your mindset, your nutrition, your sleep, or your physical fitness, then I have 3 awesome packages for you to try out. The Ignite, Elevate, and Transform packages. That could be either in person with me, one-to-one, or we can work together in an online capacity. I have some small availability as it stands today, the 5th of May, 23. So yeah, have a look at the show notes. That will kind of like take you forward to everywhere that you need to go. And with that being said, have an awesome, awesome day. Ciao.